That night as they lay in bed, Piglet asked Pooh about the thesaurus.
It's just a big book, Piglet.
It's not a great big monster.
No, Piglet.
Not at all like a heffalump.
Go to sleep, Piglet.
And the words aren't very cross, are they, Pooh?
Added Piglet, shivering a little.
I wonder, can we leave the light on tonight?
The next day, which was the day of the grand spelling bee, the sky was stormy with white clouds, like marshmallows scudding across it. Near the horizon there were some darker ones, which looked as if they meant business. In the clearing there was a placard slung between two larch trees. Owl had made it. It read, "Grand Spelling Bee, all welcome." A few logs had been placed end to end for sitting on, with larger ones in front for writing on. Pencils had been sharpened and squares of paper laid ready with the name of each animal proudly displayed in block capitals. Owl was wearing his pince-nez glasses, which he kept on a chain around his neck, and a tweed waistcoat, which had belonged to his Uncle Robert, who had been a credit to the family despite everything. Rabbit and Kanga and Roo were there, and Tigger and Piglet, and Early and Late, and friends and relations. Not all of them, but quite enough to be going on with. And Henry Rush, the beetle. It looked like rain.
"Is everybody ready?"
asked Owl, taking a gold watch out of his waistcoat pocket and putting it to his ear. The watch had stopped many years ago at 3:15, which was a good time to have stopped at. One of the friends and relations sniffed loudly.
"Use your handkerchief," said Rabbit.
"Haven't got one,"
sulked the young relation, and sniffed again.
"Haven't got a name, either."
"You must have a name," said Rabbit. "Everybody's got a name. I expect it's Jack."
Owl cleared his throat loudly and said again,
"Is everybody ready?"
Piglet was wondering if they could have a competition for drawing instead of spelling. He could draw a table so that you could see all four legs at once, and that's really difficult. And a vase of flowers on top. Pooh said to Piglet,
"It's all right, Piglet. Spelling is easy once you get started."
Piglet nodded.
"Getting started is the worst bit. I expect we'll start soon."
Tigger had drawn zeros and crosses at the top of his piece of paper, and he and Roo were playing. But since both of them wanted to be crosses, the game was turning out rather noisy and confused.
"I've won!"
cried Tigger and Roo at the same moment,